Last Saturday's deadly avalanche in the Square Top backcountry area claimed the life of 57-year-old Parkite Kurt Damschroeder, an experienced backcountry skier who was familiar with the area. According to the official accident report by the Utah Avalanche Center, both Damschroeder and his ski partner had proper avalanche rescue gear at the time of the accident. Saturday's death was the second backcountry fatality in the Park City area within a month after a slide also claimed the life of 31-year-old Kevin Studerman on January 8th. Studerman and Damschroeder both accessed the backcountry through the gates at PCMR. PCMR does not patrol the backcountry and is not responsible for skiers and riders who use their chairlifts to access the backcountry. The backcountry access gates at PCMR were initially closed on Saturday due to the incident and subsequent avalanche mitigation that took place in order to make the area safe for rescue crews to enter. However, the gates at PCMR remain closed. Sources at PCMR have told KPCW the gates are rarely closed, and when they are due to an ongoing incident or investigation in the backcountry. In a brief statement sent to KPCW by PCMR, Senior Communications Manager Jessica Miller said, quote, "In the aftermath of recent tragedies outside of our resort boundary, we have closed the backcountry access points until further notice." The backcountry access gates are located on private property owned by PCMR, and the decision to close them is solely up to the resort. That's according to the U.S. Forest Service's Ben Kraya, who is the Winter Sports and Special Uses Program Manager for the Salt Lake Ranger District.
So the status of those gates is they're solely on private property, on PCMR property. So it's really a decision within PCMR. A lot of folks think that PCMR is permitted under a special use permit, Alta and Snowbird and Brighton and Solitude, but that's not the case. PCMR is private property, so they do not have a permit because they're not on U.S. Forest Service land.
In response to reports that PCMR and the Forest Service would be meeting later this week to discuss the situation, Kraya said the Forest Service is unaware of any meeting. PCMR did not confirm or deny a future meeting to KPCW when asked. Kraya said if there is a future meeting between the two groups, he would like to see access to public land maintained, but understands the access points remain on PCMR's property. Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Trent Meisenheimer said the center has reported over 50 avalanches over the past 8 days. With more new snow in the forecast, he says the danger is not letting up anytime soon.
You know, it's just not going to go anywhere. Unfortunately, like we've been saying over and over this winter, it's going to be a dangerous one. Even if you see tracks on a slope, it's in no way does it mean it's safe out there. All you really have to do is find the right spot on the slope. You'll collapse the slope. It'll shatter like a pane of glass. You'll look to your left, you'll look to your right, but there'll be nowhere to run. The avalanche you just triggered will likely be 2 to 5 feet or deeper and hundreds of feet wide and likely unsurvivable.
Meisenheimer added that the best way to avoid an avalanche is to stay out of the backcountry. If you do head out, the Utah Avalanche Center urges skiers and riders to stick to terrain that is under 30 degrees in steepness and well clear of other steeper, more avalanche-prone terrain. The complete avalanche accident report can be found on kpcw.org and the Utah Avalanche Center website, utahavalanchecenter.org. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.